Confessions crash into the markets this week. Wall Street under fire. Congress analyzes the analysts. And a childish look at investing. How parents can talk to their kids about money. From New York, E-Trade On Air is next.
From the E-Trade Center on 55th and Madison Avenue in New York City, I'm E-Trade On Air's Kate Bonner.
And I'm Jonathan Honig, Portfolio Manager at Capitalist Pig Asset Management. We're also joined, as always, by Tom Hudson from WebFN. Guys, we're all here at the E-Trade Center in New York City, and what a week it was. I mean, Hudson, between Honeywell and GE, Nortel and JDSU, this was quite a volatile week.
This really was the confessions week when the second quarter confessions begun to come to roost down on Wall and Broad Streets in Lower Manhattan. A lot of big companies there warning about the second quarter. Certainly no surprise, but still hitting those stock prices.
On Friday, there was a rumor that Microsoft might miss its earnings target, but Kate, you actually took a look at Oracle this week.
Yeah, not many bright spots in the tech sector this week, but on Friday morning, it looked like Oracle might see a little bump in the stock. It was up about a half a buck after Larry Ellison, the CEO over there on Thursday night, unveiled the new database to much fanfare, but sadly, Oracle closed down about $2 for the week.
We did have an IPO. Kraft went public this week. Second biggest IPO in history, came public under ticker symbol KFT. We're going to talk about that a little later in the show. It actually closed under its IPO range, but this was hot from the start.
It was hot from the start, and it was oversold. It actually came in at the top end of the range at $31 a share, but it got caught up in a little bit of that market sell-off and some negativity around several big-cap stocks, and Kraft Foods here actually closed down below its IPO price in its first few days of trading.
For the week, the Dow lost 3%, the Nasdaq down by 8%, and the S&P falling 4% in what was a very, very busy week. We got a hot show coming right your way, so please stay tuned. You're listening to E-Trade On Air. Guys, no one has to hide their feelings about analysts on this show, right? I mean, these analysts, they're the ones who love Cisco at 80 and strong buy on pets.com at 70, and then maybe they just downgraded to a neutral when it hits 2.
Qualcomm at 1,000.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the analysts, we've always talked about it. They seem to be wrong again and again and again. And this week, that was an issue that even Congress took up. Hearings on Capitol Hill, and among those testifying was our next guest, Benjamin Mark Cole, wrote the book called The Pied Pipers of Wall Street, How Analysts Sell You Down the River. And he, in fact, was among those testifying in front of Congress on Friday. So tell us about the hearings. What happened? What did you say?
Well, I have to tell you, I was tremendously impressed with the chairman of the House Financial Services Subcommittee on Capital Markets, Richard Baker from Louisiana. You know, I'm from Los Angeles, and I kind of thought, well, I can barely understand Wall Street. What's some guy from Louisiana going to know? So when I got there and I testified, I discovered through his questioning that the chairman, Richard Baker of Louisiana, is totally on top of Wall Street. He's well aware of the conflicts of interest that analysts have. He even lambasted the industry and said that the conflict of interest standards which apply to real estate brokers in Louisiana, which was his own profession, were higher than the ethical standards proposed by the SIA, Securities Industry Association.
Let's go into depth now a bit about those conflicts of interest. I mean, yeah. You are not a fan of the analysts at all. Your book supposedly exposes how Wall Street analysts sell people down the river. How do they do that?
Well, it's easy to find a lot of evidence how they do that. The problem is that the industry today, unlike 25 years ago, makes the most of its money, it makes its real profits in investment banking, unlike 25 years ago when it made its money in retail trading. Therefore, the important customer today is not the individual investor. The important customer is the corporate client, the client that needs an underwriting, a bond underwriting, an initial public offering of stock, or a secondary offering. So when analysts today put out reports, they're not worried about the retail trade client. They don't make any money on individual investors. They make their big money on the underwritings and even taking stock pre-IPO in a company, private equity, and that stock can become extraordinarily valuable after the IPO, as we saw in 1999 and 2000. So the simple answer is analysts report to the investment banking departments today, and therefore their reports always say buy.
Still to come here at E-Trade On Air, Dead or Alive, GE and Honeywell and the European Commission. Also, we'll spend an investor minute with Chris Chan. Stay tuned. E-Trade On Air. We'll be right back.